is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Singing about the meetup we had last night. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. There's a link. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Roy Birdsong's with us. Welcome, Roy.
Good morning. How are you? I was thinking about the meetup last night myself. It was kind of almost somewhat comical.
Well, Roy, you know, I was thinking about that this morning. And I remember, you know, I was out in the parking lot with John Dollarhite and Judy Dollarhite and Jason and, you know, some of the other instructors and Janet Randall. And you were inside for a few minutes by yourself. We're not kicked out of Ziggy's, are we?
No, you're not going to let me lay that one down, are you? You need to tell your listeners what happened.
We've told the story before. On Friday nights, we used to meet at Ziggy's, and we packed the place. And it was a problem for Ziggy's because they had regular customers that would just be at the motel that's associated with Ziggy's, and that, you know, there was no room for the, you know, for their other guests and patrons. So we needed to find a place that could house all of us. So we went to we looked all over Springfield, Missouri, and nobody would have us. Nobody. You know, the International House of Pancakes, Howard Johnson's, you know, all the names that you recognize would have nothing to do with us. So there was a supermarket, a very large supermarket, about the size of a Chinese factory outlet, and they had a food court inside the supermarket, and it's called Hy-Vee, Hy-Vee. Really, really large place. You could get pizza, subs, Chinese food, Italian food, hot, cold. They had a beverage bar. It was really conducive for what we were doing. It had a large eating area that would hold 178 people or so. So we were able to meet there. And they said, all right, you guys are on trial. You're on trial. We'll see how it goes. And I explained what we do. And so I thought of all the people who we could have present a seminar that night, Roy Birdsong would be safe. He'd be safe. It's not like having Mike Ma there talking about shooting people and you know, all the stuff that Mike Ma talks about, because, you know, with the police and so forth. So I thought, let's be really, really safe. So Roy, you were on, and I don't know, within an hour and a half, you got us kicked out of there. You were talking about cell phones, and we got a complaint. We actually got a complaint. So did you ever go and finally get the real answer from the store managers as to exactly what happened and what we did that got us thrown out of Hy-Vee?
I never did get I never got a good answer from them. They supposedly researched it. They couldn't find anybody. They knew there was a complaint from somebody about the fact mm-hmm. that we were talking about cell phones. That was the night that Shannon, my tech, was demonstrating how to make a phone call without having a phone activated using Google Voice. And we were demonstrating that being able to use the phone without actually having the phone connected to any of the contract carriers out there. And we went on, and we noticed that we had a lot of people coming from outside the restaurant area coming over to listen to it. I mean, the crowd just kind of got a little bit bigger and bigger. And these were people that were not normally at the USA Preparers. They just started walking over and listening. And we thought everything was great. Proud. We didn't foresee any problems at all. Everything went really smooth. In fact, we didn't know until the next morning that when they told you that they had a complaint and that we wouldn't be allowed back, and it was someone who complained about the fact that we were talking about cell phones and how to save money on cell phones, how to stay away from signing contracts. And so I went up there a couple days later and asked them. I said, I'd like to know because I'm just dumbfounded. And the general manager, the manager on duty, nobody knew anything about it. They went over there and found the girl that originally handled the complaint, said, yeah, we did have a complaint. She said, I'm supposed to email the manager if we ever have a complaint and let him know right off the bat if there's a complaint about the store. And she emailed him, and then the next thing I knew, we weren't allowed back in. So I am the guy that got us kicked out of Hy-Vee. the safe guy.
Well, I don't know what they were thinking, because about 110 of us, now let's just round it down to 100. Let's say we spend $100 for gasoline because they have gas pumps out there, so we put $50 in our tank with fuel. We spend $50 on groceries on Friday night. So, I mean, if we each spent the minimum of $100, which is almost impossible to spend that little on a weekly grocery trip and fuel. So that's 10 grand. That's $500,000 a year that they threw out the window because I've never been back. Seriously, and I don't know any of our class or instructors who goes back to Hy-Vee.
This shows you just how soft the economy is. They respond apparently to any complaint at all, no questions asked. And they just don't want to offend anybody, take a chance on someone saying anything bad about the store, because that store had only been in existence, less than 6 months. It'd been up. Mm-hmm. So apparently they were just very, very, very cautious. And probably, as far as I know, I don't think anybody else has had any meetings on the restaurant side. I think we were the first that ever did that. And the group was so large, I don't think they ever expected the group to be that large. And there was a lot of questions being asked, and then there was a lot of people coming up to, like I said, there was a lot of people that were in the store to shop that came over and started listening. So we had a crowd bigger than the crowd that we actually had for the meetup. And the only thing I can figure out is they thought this was going to be too big a deal for them to have and basically squeeze out people who were there to eat in the restaurant. That's the only thing I can come up with, because I could not get a solid answer.
Yeah. Well, we're all spending money there, and no matter how many people they had eating at the restaurant, at their restaurant, that pales in comparison to the $10,000 we would spend a night. Seriously.
But you understand, this was just a verbal complaint. They didn't have a form to fill out. They didn't, what offended you, what took place that you were unhappy about. No, there was no form. Most stores that I know of generally have some kind of a form or something that you kind of voice your dislike about whatever went on. They had no record of it. There was no record of it.
Well, the neat thing, Roy, was that the employees there were kind of leaning over and making sure everything was okay. Actually, they were so interested in what we were doing that they probably, diverted their path, their normal path, to kind of swing by and listen to what we were doing, because it was so unusual for, compared to what their typical day was. As a matter of fact,
this is probably not unusual for big box operations, where they're so sensitive to anything that goes on now, because they're all fighting for the dollar. And they want to stay as benign as they possibly can. And in this day and age, I don't know how you can do that. I haven't seen a store yet be able to stay in the middle of the road which is what they're trying to do, to stay in the middle of the road to not offend anybody, regardless of what their personal feelings are or their political aspirations are or anything. They just shy away from all of that stuff. And big box stores are like that. You can't get an answer out of any of them.
During your presentation, I kind of wandered off to the adjacent food preparation area where they were making hot meals, and I said to one of the gals behind the counter, I put on my best Columbo, and I said, "So what is all this about over there?" And she goes, "Oh, well, those are the doomsday people."
I've had people say that to me. Oh, you're part of that group that thinks the world's coming to an end. I said, no, that's not what this is all about. I said, have you been in? We've had in the past couple of years here in the Missouri area, in southwest Missouri, we've had several ice storms, different storms mm-hmm. that we've had that have knocked out the utilities for anywhere from 2 or 3 days to a week and a half, sometimes 2 weeks for some people. And literally, they have no clue how to make it through a situation. They have no power source. They don't have any way. You know, if we have a blackout in this country, I'm going to say that probably 60 to 70% of the people in this country won't know what to do, which is why everybody that we're associated with thinks that chaos is going to break out, and you got to be prepared for it, because we're the only ones that's trying to get prepared for disasters, whether it be man-made or natural, to show people how to make it through and how to take care of themselves. And I don't know what these people are going to do if we ever have a situation like that. They're not going to know what to do because they don't think it's going to happen. Even
right.
though
well, Roy,
in this part of the country, they lived through some of that.
A lot of those who have gravitated toward us are farmers. You've got a farm, and Mike Knox has one, and Len Pence, and you know, a lot of us have farms, and this is kind of a lifestyle. So it's no big deal. It's just, you know, a little bump in the road, and we're prepared for it. Roy, when we come back, can you, your store, Choose Your Own Wireless, and Campbell, South Campbell in Springfield, Missouri, your store has become a hangout for USA Prepares students. When we come back, will you tell us a little bit about what happens in your store? It's kind of unusual. Roy Birdsong. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's the freeze-dry guy called last night. And he said that Yosemite's on fire, you know that. He said the smoke is really significant, the smoke in California, Nevada, Idaho, and Montana. He's unable to be with us today because of the smoke that he was breathing. He's coughing due to the smoke inhalation. That's the freeze-dry guy. And 3,750 firefighters are involved, 15 helicopters, 460 fire engines, over 250 square miles are ablaze, and this blaze threatens 4,500 homes, buildings, and campsites. The point is, you know, a month ago everything was fine. So these things happen, and you need to be prepared for it. So think about what could threaten you and your family. Well, this is Roy Birdsong, and he is the owner of Choose Your Own Wireless in Springfield, Missouri. I'm going to give you his phone number if you'd like to call the store. He's not at the store available at the moment. He's on the air with us. But 417-823-3715. 417-823-3715. If you'd like to chat with Roy. Roy Birdsong, right after the broadcast. Or you can call now and leave a message with his team. Roy, your store in Springfield, Missouri has become a hangout for those involved with USA Prepares. What's going on?
Well, you've known me for a long time. I'm pretty vocal about how I feel about things. So much so that it kind of individualizes us. It separates us from most of the other retailers in the area. You know, mm-hmm. It's hard to find independent retailers anymore. Most of them have either been run out of business or they've gotten depressed, the economy's bad, and they've just given up and walked away. But my store is kind of a hotbed for conversation. Most of the guys that work for me, my techs, all stay up to date on all the current news, all the political discussions, and we have heated discussions pretty much every time somebody walks in the door. But what's funny was last Monday, we had probably as many people in my store as we have at the meetup almost. Some of them were new people who had just heard you on the air or heard me on the air and came in to get phones, to get off of these contracts that they're on with the major carriers. They want to get away from that and cut their phone bill in half. And so there, some of those people were in there, but they all, and most of them know what we talk about all the time. And they ask me questions. They ask us about the USA prepared meetings, about the groups, about the individuals and stuff like that. We discuss, have an open discussion on it. But we had Janet Randall walked in. She was the last one that walked in last Monday. And Janet said, my God, everybody's here. But we had a store full of people, and it was almost comical. We were actually having a meeting before the meetup. But there's a lot of discussion, political discussion, local politics, national politics, how to be prepared. People come in all the time and bring vegetables that they've grown in the garden, give us watermelons, cantaloupes, fresh vegetables, sometimes fresh bread or something they've cooked up and just want us to try. It's kind of an interesting group of individuals who share not only information but share gardening techniques. They share the food that they grow, and they bring it in, and they know that other than just us, a lot of other people will know that they did it, and it's, and they don't mind sharing that information with them. But what I've noticed about, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there that's depressed right now. I'm seeing a lot of depression from just the regular customers walking in there. It's almost like they're worn out and tired. It's every day when they turn the radio on, they hear what's going on in Washington. They can't even talk about it hardly anymore. They're so depressed. But one of the questions they always ask me is, where did Vince go? They're all trying to find out what radio program you're involved in right now. And I think you probably ought to take a minute and tell everybody exactly how they can listen to you daily. And you've also, you're rebroadcast on The Rooster late at night, so that's probably a good spot for most people to catch up on what happened during the day.
Okay, I'll share that when we come back. Roy Birdsong, Choose Your Own Wireless. And when we come back, after I mention how to listen, we're going to talk about anonymous phone calls, how you can make them and be anonymous. No kidding. Would you like your privacy back? We're going to tell you how.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Today I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. So, Roy, you asked me, how do people listen? So I guess they're coming to your store asking, well, I'm no longer on AM 560 in Springfield, Missouri. They decided that they had better things to do than work with us. So we are available on KYAH, that's AM 540 in Utah, and WBCR AM 1470 Tennessee, KLID AM 1340 Missouri, KUNQ 99.3 FM in Missouri, and that run from midnight to 2 a.m. So we go head to head with George Norrie's Coast to Coast. So that's fun. Galaxy 19, which is a satellite, you can get about a 30-inch dish and listen. And that covers Canada, the United States, Mexico, Central America, and the islands. And then EU Telsat Hotbird 13A, which covers North Africa, the Middle East, Russia, and Europe. Then we have a listen line, which is, I'll give you that number if you'd like to just use your smartphone. Now remember, long-distance charges may apply. That's 605-562-7727, 605-562-7727. Then, of course, we're on Genesis Communications Network, where we our broadcast is produced in Minnesota. So that you can listen to that on the internet. And then there's another network that picks us up. That's Liberty News Radio on the internet. So those are ways that you can listen to us. So what was the next thing you had mentioned, Roy?
Oh, we were talking about, actually, before you closed the last session, we were talking about how to make anonymous phone calls. Or that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, that's great. Well, And that is something that's really important, because I saw you last night at the meetup, and you were counseling some people about how to do that. And you had a bag phone with you, and I believe you had some small cellular telephones that you can turn off the GPS. So, Roy, I don't want to be tracked. I really don't want to be tracked. For example, when I go to this event in Indiana, I don't want the authorities knowing exactly my path and stopping the vehicle I'm in. I really don't want them to do that. So I don't want to be tracked. So what do we do?
Well, excuse me. There are several things you can do. One, you know, what I find amusing, I was helping a customer last night, and she wanted to get her weather back on her phone. And she did not want GPS turned on, but yet she wanted the weather, a special weather app, put on there. Well, when you turn that weather app on, you also have to allow GPS for them to be able to tell where your location is so that they can give you the proper weather information. Now, the reason why I find that interesting is almost all of those apps require, and innocently enough, they were designed by web designers, our app designers, for these smartphones to supply you with information about weather, whatever it may be, an almanac. There's an app for an almanac. There's all kinds of apps out there. But almost all of them require that GPS be turned on. So we turn GPS off on the phone, but when she wanted that weather app on there, it asked what your current location was. Well, that turned GPS back on again. So if you do not want to be tracked via GPS, then you need to turn off all the appropriate applications that will require that GPS be turned on. It means you'll have to check the weather. You'll have to pull the weather up momentarily each time and not have that application on your phone where it's going to require GPS be turned on. Mm-hmm. So that's one way you can stop the tracking. The simplest way to do this, and it's become kind of a hotbed of conversation now, is I've got a lot of people coming in and getting phones under anonymous names. For example, we got several Marilyn Monroes running around Springfield with cell phones. We got some Garth Brooks. We got some Robert Duvalls, Hank Williams. People come in, pick their favorite movie star name or country music singer or baseball star or pro athlete. And they come in, and you can do this on non-contract. You cannot do this on contract. The reason why you can't do this under contract is because they require your name, your address, and all your information, because what are they going to do? They're going to put you under a contract for 2 years, so they want to have all of that information in case you don't pay your bill and they can track you down.
Mm-hmm.
On non-contract, there is no long-term obligation. It's month by month. That's what we do. I used to be a Verizon dealer, sold contract phone service for years. And I quit doing it back in October and went to a non-contract format. So we carry premium MVNOs, not prepaid, premium MVNOs. They act like, look like prepaid, but they're not, because they offer the premium side of the network. In most cases, it's either the same price, or it may be $5 higher, but it's well worth it because it gives the consumer more access to the networks other than what prepaid offers. Because all these major carriers out there, they have through their PRLs, they tell those phones what towers they can communicate with. And all of these major carriers out there have a prepaid network that responds to prepaid phones. If you're under contract, you get more access to the towers other than just the prepaid side. So you get full access to all of the towers, and the premium MVNOs allow you to do that. And I'll use example, probably the biggest thing out there right now with Walmart is Straight Talk. We have a lot of people coming in trying to get off of Straight Talk because it's only allowing them to access the prepaid side of a carrier's network and not allowing them full access, which means if they're going into an area that's heavily used, they will be the last one, they will be the last position to be able to access and make a phone call because they're not primary in the network. The premium MVNOs give you primary status in the network, so if you're moving in an area that's got a lot of heavy traffic and you need to make a phone call, receive a phone call, you will be placed just like everybody else that's under contract. And this is something the carriers don't want to tell you about.
So, wow. Yeah. So I have talked to a number of people with the prepaid plans that you're talking about, those like the Walmart ones, and they cannot make phone calls. They say, hey, well, I just can't get on.
Part of the problem is, and this is the way it goes, part of the problem is this is Walmart's position. This is the way that they always approach everything. They buy the cheapest thing out there and sell it. Their markup is a lot higher because they buy the cheapest product out there and sell it just below what normal retail is, so it looks like you're getting something very cheap. Mm-hmm. When you buy a Straight Talk phone through Walmart, you have to buy their phone, because it's loaded with their software in it that tells that phone what tires it can use and what tires it can't use. Mm-hmm. They do that because they can, when they buy that from the carrier, whether it be Verizon or AT&T or Sprint or any of them, they buy it at the cheapest possible price. So they're not premium. They're just, basically they were set up originally for just talk and text. What's happened to us in the past 3 or 4 years is this phenomenon called smartphones. So once they got smartphones, they had to go back in and retool and rebuild for smartphones and create plans for them. And that has caused a big problem with them. So they had to go out and have the phones built. Where they had their phones built is in Communist China makes a lot of their phones. They've got the rights to use Samsung's name, Motorola's name. Well, I don't think they can use Motorola's name. But they can certainly use Samsung. They got the rights to use LG's name. So they build phones with brand names on them that their normal cost on these phones coming out of Communist China is anywhere from $35 to $39. And they sell those phones for anywhere from $100 to $150, sometimes $200 for a phone. Some of them are even more than that. But their net cost is a lot lower because they're not built by the normal factories that build the smartphones. They're built in a different factory with different specs. So it makes them a lot cheaper at the net cost. So Walmart can get a bigger spread than most of the contract carriers or most of the regular phone carriers because they have to pay a little bit more for their phones. And so that makes their whole program a lot cheaper. Their net revenue off of prepaid at $45 with Straight Talk is a lot more than the net revenue with Verizon when they're selling a plan. When you're buying a plan from Straight Talk at $45, that same kind of plan on the Verizon side usually runs for one smartphone around $115 to $120. So you can see, but their net spread, the net revenue off of the $125 is a little bit less percentage-wise than what they make off the $45 plan that Straight Talk sells. So that's how they get away with it. And that's why Walmart has picked the cell phone, because their spread, their markup on cell phones is a lot greater than most of the other parts of the store of the products that they sell in the Walmart store, except for maybe volume-wise would be in the grocery section. But they have picked that and pushed it because they're making more money off of it.
Well, you're talking about Marilyn Monroe and Garth Brooks and some famous names. So when someone comes to talk to you about having an anonymous phone, I guess you ask them, all right, what name will be associated with this account? And they pick names like Marilyn Monroe, Garth Brooks, Anthony Soprano, names like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you use a couple of those names, don't you? but yeah, they do, and that's kind of the anonymity about the whole thing. You can come in, get a phone with us, get a new number, put it under Marilyn Monroe's name, Anthony Soprano, whatever name you want to put it under. Mm-hmm. So now you are listed with that phone number as Anthony Soprano or Marilyn Monroe. You're not listed on that phone number as your regular name. So you get a lot of anonymity there. Now, I tell people this all the time. said, you can get anonymity. You can put whatever name you want on this. When you're calling to get complete anonymity, there's two things you got to do. Number one is, and I'm seeing a lot of this, my customers are going in and buying prepaid credit cards, and that's what they're paying a lot of their bills with. They're going in and paying, getting prepaid credit cards, and that's what they're using with no name attached to it. I think you've got a couple of those, don't you?
So, Roy, we're talking about going to Walmart or something like that, getting a prepaid, paying cash, getting a credit card, loading it up with some cash, if you will, Federal Reserve note digits, and then using that in order to pay for your cell plan.
Right, because we all have a history, and that history is going to include payment.
There you go. So that keeps it anonymous from the payment side. And class will be right back and talk about the names.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to talk to Roy Birdsong right after the broadcast, you may call the store, Choose Your Own Wireless, in Springfield, Missouri, 417-823-3715. Roy has been a seminar speaker at every single one of our expos. He has been at all six of our expos. So Roy Birdsong and his team are with us. And we see him often at the meetups and here at the farm. And Roy is the guy that I found to help me with my phone service, and that's where I buy mine. I pay the same prices that you do for everything, for the phones, everything else, accessories and so forth. And Roy is the expert that I go to answer all my questions, and that's why he's on the air with us. This is not a commercial. This is not, it's an endorsement. It's not a commercial. Roy, now when someone buys a phone and gets service and they say, okay, here's a prepaid anonymous credit card, or debit card, I should say, and they pay with that and they say, please put Marilyn Monroe as the name on this agreement, and they make a phone call and it shows that Marilyn Monroe is calling. Now, the called party, they need to also put some kind of a name that is not the person's real name also, right?
Well, this brings up a very very interesting combination of things. If you're trying to get complete anonymity, the reason why you don't want to use your real name is because, and porting the number is not going to do you any good to have anonymity, even though you're changing carriers, because all of us have a history with that phone number. So if they're trying to track you and they really want to track you, they can take that phone number and go back through the historical frame of reference on that number, and they will find you, and they will know who it is that's using that phone. So you have to change your name, and you have to get a new phone number, one that's not associated with you. So when you call, if you are Marilyn Monroe or Garth Brooks or whatever, if you're using that to call friends or relatives or people like that, they need to store your name in their phone as Garth Brooks on that particular number. I'm not suggesting that, and some people have done this, but I'm not totally convinced that you can do away with your regular historical phone number, the one that you've used forever. You can still use that under your real name. But for important phone calls, things that you don't want to be listened in on, you can have a separate number under a pseudo-name, Garth Brooks, Marilyn Monroe, whatever name you want, and that number needs to be programmed into everybody that's calling. They don't need to program it in under your real name. They need to program that number in under the pseudo-name that you used. That way, if it's ever tracked and they're trying to pull up all the past phone calls, it will pop up on all of the ensuing phone numbers if they're trying to track you down, that will appear as Marilyn Monroe, Garth Brooks, not as Frank Lovejoy, not as Frank Smith or Adam Smith or whatever your real name is. So you do, it needs to be programmed into their phone as the pseudoname that you picked out to use for that particular phone number.
And I kind of like the idea of having, oh, maybe 14,000 Marilyn Monroes. I really like that idea.
Well, and I'm pitching that, believe it or not. A lot of people are coming in, and when we tell them, they say, well, what name should I use? I said, well, I would use Marilyn Monroe because I like your idea. If we had 50 Marilyn Monroes running out there, how are they going to know which Marilyn Monroe belongs to which phone? Because they're all Marilyn Monroes.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, well, gee, what if, because we all know the government can track us. Regardless of what you do, they can still track your phone. They can use triangulation on the phone call. The difference is, if they ever pull you over and say, we've triangulated you and you're using this phone to make this phone call, you're going to look at them and say, you know what, I just found this phone laying on the street. I don't know who it belongs to. You know, it's a really neat phone. I was thinking about keeping it for myself. So there's no association with you. And even if they know it was actually you, how are they going to prove it?
Roy Birdsong, Choose Your Own Wireless. Now you know why he's one of us. 417-823-3715. 417-823-3715. That's the number of the store. Roy, I think Mike Parsons is calling in. I believe he's going to be with us for the second hour. Roy, thanks so much. I really appreciate you being with us, class. Seriously, consider an anonymous phone plan, and you can do it with the way we said. We'll be back after Top of the Hour News.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.